that.
Really, that's only when, got us through our toughest times, and we've had some tough times.
Really cool. Wow.
But which has lifted us up.
You know, Donald Trump speaking to supporters about the situations in Charlotte and Tulsa involving police-related shootings. Trump appeared to be subtly pointing toward President Obama with his comments and saying it's gotten worse over the last 8 years. Police in Charlotte say a shooting of a protester during riots last night was caused by another protester. Spike claims it was a police officer. However, Police Chief Kirk Putney says he's waiting for more information.
The shooting that took place, there's a lot of information about who did that shooting.
Overcome the
challenge. We're reviewing video, and we're assessing our people who were there as well because an allegation was made that...
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Good afternoon. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. We have a special episode of Talented People today here in studio. Colleen Kelly is guest hosting with me. Our guest that's calling in today, his name is Captain Vincent Lombardi, and he actually is playing himself as one of the first responder heroes in the movie Sully that's out right now. But I want to give everybody an update if you happen to be in our area of central New Jersey today with the weather. It's 2:03 on September 22nd, 2016. Sunny today with a high of 87. It's a little warm out there today. Mostly clear with a low about 53 tonight. Mostly sunny again with a high of 85 on Friday. And then a slight chance of showers after midnight. Mostly cloudy with a low about 58 on Friday night. Mostly sunny all day. It's going to be gorgeous with a high about 73 on Saturday. And then clear with a low of 44. It's getting cooler. Sunny all day with a high of 68 on Sunday, and then mostly clear with a low of 46 on Sunday night, and then mostly sunny again on Monday with a high near only 67 and a low about 51. So it looks like our weather forecast is going to be holding out for us pretty nicely, and we're going to hope that you have a great weekend. Again, this is a special episode of Talented People. It is Thursday. We're normally broadcasting on Wednesdays from 3 to 4. We want to welcome our guest who's called in again, Captain Vincent Lombardi. Are you there, Captain?
Hey, good afternoon, ladies. How are you?
We're great. How are you?
Very good.
Good. Nice to have you on. We're excited to talk to you.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be on your show here. My voice may be a little groggy. You're catching me at the beginning of the chest cold here.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, seems like you've been through worse. We want to hear all about it. But we do hope you feel better. Vince, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm going to be 40 years old in December.
Happy upcoming birthday.
Thank you. I just recently, a year ago, I just got married in September.
Congratulations.
I have a 10-year-old daughter, Serena.
Oh.
I live in Woodland Park, New Jersey. I was born and raised in Montclair, New Jersey, though. Lifelong Jersey resident.
All right.
All right. We love Jersey people.
I've been working as a captain for 15 years.
So tell us all about, like, how you got involved and what made you interested in being a captain.
Well, I think all my life, even as a kid, my father always took me fishing. I love boats. I love being on boats all the time. And that's all I did in school was just daydream about being on boats. also, I wanted to be a cop. So I started working armed security out of high school, which led me to September 11th. I was called up to work armed security on the New York Waterway ferries. So amongst everything else, I've fished all my life. And being on the boats, I said, wow, this sounds like a great opportunity. So let me work security there for a little bit. And I inquired, you know, how could I get on the job there? And I started off as a deckhand. I spent a year on deck to get the sea time I needed because I had prior sea time from fishing and owning boats. So after about a year, I was promoted to captain. And then that chapter began.
Wow, that's a great story. So you went on as armed security after September 11th happened, or?
Yes, right after. Right after they called us up and they wanted armed security on the boats. So I was fortunate enough to lead a team of six guys to cover all the runs going out of the Midtown area and Lincoln Harbor and North Hoboken areas.
Thank you. That's incredible. And then, I mean, that just seems like it extraordinary in itself. And then to the next.
So you were a captain for how long when the accident happened with the plane?
I believe that was 2009, so that would be about 6 or 7 years.
Wow. What was it like there on, like, just on a normal day? What is it like for you now? I mean, then we won't really get into the story about the miracle on the Hudson that you were the first responder hero to that we're going to say.
No day is normal. The only thing normal about the day is your routine. You wake up, you have your coffee, you get ready, brush your teeth, drive into work, and then you get on your boat, and the day starts. You never know what could happen. You never know what to expect. Of course, you're always looking for a good outcome that day, you know, that everybody's on top of their job that day and there's not going to be any incidents at all. You know, any day I say it's not normal, but that's what I love about the job. It's not repetitive. There's always something different to deal with.
Not bad. Can you give us a couple examples of, like, highlights of what goes on when it's an unusual day?
Unusual day? Well, let's see. The president's been flying in and out a lot for the UN, so they have security zone closures. So we have to suspend service sometimes in that area and pick up service for other runs, you know, to help out because there'll be a mass of people going there. If something happens like Jersey Transit or the path breaks down, then we have to take their passengers over the blackout. Remember when the blackout happened?
I do.
I was there for that. We had to evacuate the city.
Oh, my God.
Once in a while, it's happened to me three times. I've seen a pleasure boat sinking and had to respond and get those people off that boat and get them to safety.
Gosh.
You know, not always airplanes falling out of the sky, but it
is. I just can't even imagine when. Okay, so tell us about the story. We're talking, everybody out there, to Captain Vincent Lombardi, and he is actually the first captain who responded in the waterways at the Hudson when the flight went down. All about the movie out there right now, Sully. Tell us about exactly what happened.
Well, it was 3:30. I was departing the Midtown Ferry Terminal. I had 31 passengers on board. And I maneuvered my boat around and aimed it towards New Jersey. As soon as I came out past the pierhead and I was able to see in the river, I saw something coming down, starting to settle. And I looked at it, and I thought that was real odd. What kind of boat could that be? And then I noticed it wasn't a boat. And my deckhand came running upstairs. He said, Cap, this plane. I said, yep, yeah, that's a plane.
Oh, my goodness.
I said, go get Willie. Get Willie up here. I had a quick talk with my guys. I can't remember everything I told them off the top of my head. I just said, you know, maintain your composure. Don't go out there all frantic because these people, they want to see calm, cool, and collect. So that's how you got to act out there. I said, now start deploying the recovery equipment. And I radioed to the Coast Guard about the situation. I told them I'll keep them advised, but from what I can see, there's, you know, the plane isn't in pieces. It doesn't, there isn't any fire, any smoke. It, that's what I told them. And on the way out, I'm thinking to myself, this doesn't appear to be any type of terrorism act. It's probably had to do something with engine failure, I'm thinking. You know, just using common sense there. So I started pulling out to the plane. It was really amazing. All of a sudden, people started coming out. And I was still far enough to see. It just looked like the people were walking on top of water. They were actually walking on the wings because the wings were, you know, partially submerged, about 6 to 8 inches.
Oh, my God.
So it just looked like these people were walking on water. I go, wow, look at this. You know, everybody's coming out. I was like, everybody's got to be alive. You know, I said, this is amazing the way this, you know, I'm thinking of myself on the way out there. So I go out there. I keep the boat at a controlled speed so I don't create a wake. And I just went to the wing first because I knew those people were wet. And I just maneuvered the bow of my boat over the wing. We dropped our recovery ladder. And it's about 7 foot up, and there's a little platform on the ladder. So I just kept that idled right over top of the wing. And then just told everybody, you know, calmly, please come up one at a time. And my crew, they asked a few passengers to help who... said we need a few able-bodied persons to come up here and help throw some life jackets out. And the two guys I got to shout out is David DeStefan and Giannis Cronus. They were two of the passengers on the boat at that time. They came out and helped my crew as they were part of the crew. And the facilities maintenance man at New York Waterway, Michael, he was helping us too. And we worked as a team. We pulled about 30 people off the wing. And as all this was happening, there was more waterway boats converging on the scene. So then I decided to maneuver over to the bow of the plane where there was the life raft. And we pulled up to the life raft. Somebody shouted for a knife, so I threw my pocket knife down there. They tied the life raft to the boat, cut it off the plane, and we drifted away from the scene because it was kind of getting chaotic. There was, like, cops falling out of helicopters and stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then, you know, then the cavalry was arriving, the rest of the cavalry.
Right.
So, you know, we backed off. We pulled all the people out of the life raft. And then the last person to come out was Doreen Welsh. She was the flight attendant who was injured. So we were in an area where we were floating safely in the river. So I kind of left the pilot house. I ran downstairs. I tied a knot and a line, a bowline. I threw it down into the raft. Somebody went down there and hooked it up on her. And we pulled her up while someone stayed below her. We got her on the deck because I wasn't sure what kind of injury she had. I just seen blood on her shirt, blood on her pants. And we set her down in there. I gave her my jacket, ran back upstairs, and, you know, headed into New York because that was the closest port to where I was at the time. And I knew there was EMS there waiting. And that's pretty much what happened. That all happened in about 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Oh, my God. Well, what about, like, the people both on the boat that were standing, on the plane that were standing in the water on the wing, and then also your passengers? Were they chaotic, or was it calm?
Well, there was people cheering when we pulled up. I seen a few people crying. The woman with the baby, she was just holding her baby tight to her chest. She was in an aft life raft. On the starboard side of the plane. The right side of the plane, the back end of it. My poor captain, Vincent Lucanti, is the one who pulled up and rescued her with his partner, poor Captain Michael Sarda. Vincent Lucanti is a Hunterdon County resident.
What? Really? Who?
He lives right off of Route 31, right by, is that Glenn Gardner?
Yeah, Glenn Gardner, yeah. And what was his name?
Vincent Lucanti.
Hmm.
And he was with Michael Starr. They rescued the baby. They pulled up about 24 people, I believe it was. We had rescued 56.
Oh, my God.
The Thomas Jefferson, which was my vessel.
Wow. Thank you. Well, I'm just going to ask you,
I'm trying to picture, like, how many people could stand on the wing? Like, if there, if you've had 56, how, and there were 155, there were still 100 people in the plane, right?
Yeah. Well, I pulled 30 or so off the wing, and the rest out of the raft. And the rest of the rafts were occupied, and I guess there's about 30 or so people on the other wing. The plane, you know, it's kind of funny, the plane maintained its buoyancy. People ask how. It's because the fuel is in the wings. The fuel is lighter than water.
Oh.
So that kept it afloat until, you know, it was overwhelmed and it was flooded. And then eventually, it, you know, started to sink. But they saved it before it sank. They pinned it right up against the World Financial Center, right over by where the Twin Towers were. A tugboat had pinned it right up against there, and then they tied it off and called the Army Corps of Engineers in. After I dropped the people off, I actually followed the plane down the river because I had cops come on the boat and said, follow that plane. Like, okay. Hey, oh my God. I don't have to do my runs right now? Cool, let's go.
Oh, my God, it's just extraordinary. What a story. All right, we're going to go to our first break real quick. It's Talented People here. Captain Vincent Lombardi is on the line. He is one of the heroes and first responders, and he's also playing himself in the movie Sully that's out right now in theaters. I'm with Colleen Kelly, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. Thanks for listening in.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambies, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambies Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambies Purely Delicious.
See now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. Special edition here on Thursday afternoon, September 22nd, 2:18 in the afternoon. Hope you're having a great day. Colleen and I are in studio talking with our guest on the phone, Captain Vincent Lombardi. He was actually the first responder, and he's of the Flight 1549 that went down in the Hudson. Miracle on the Hudson, the movie Sully's out right now, and it's produced by Clint Eastwood.
Right.
And so we're going to talk to him about his experience, not only about how he was a hero and he was telling us his story, but also about what it's like to be in a movie. And so welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
So we read a little bit. We actually, Jeannie and I have not seen the movie yet. We're going this weekend, actually. And we were reading some of the articles that were written about you in the movie. And it, you weren't originally cast for this part, correct?
No, I wasn't. I was asked to try out for it. And I had to shoot a video of myself on my smartphone. And I had to read these lines they gave me. which were lines you would say on, the kind of vessel I work on.
So it's not something a captain you would normally say.
Not on the boat I was working on. This was like, these were like lines you'd say, like if you were getting a kamikaze attack on a destroyer. And
oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, they were funny lines. They're like, all hands on deck. This is the captain. And I was like, no, I can't. I can't do this.
So did you shoot the video and submit it anyway, even though you weren't,
Yes, and I thought to make it look better, I put myself on my boat, and I used my radio mic as a prop.
Oh, nice.
Feel like I'm more natural. And I must have taped it like 200 times, and my partner that day is just sitting there laughing at me on the boat. He's like, dude, that was a good one.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, I can picture it.
No, that wasn't good. I blinked too much. Yeah. I sent it in, and I waited and waited and waited. But finally, on the first day of my honeymoon, I'm in Aruba. I check my email, and it says, thank you for trying out, but you're not being cast for your role in the movie.
You're not being cast for yourself.
You didn't make it through the audition to be yourself.
Yeah, I said to my wife, I'm like, this is, I don't know how to phrase it. Pour salt on the wound, add insult to injury.
Absolutely.
So I go, this is unbelievable. I can't. Whatever. Who cares? Maybe it'll use me in the capacity of maritime advisor or something, I hope. Because I'd rather do that, And
did it... Just curious.
What was happening.
Well, if it was the first day of your honeymoon, did it affect your honeymoon at all? Like, were you kind of, bummed out? Or were you just, you said, move on? Yeah, that's so
Are
cute.
Are you kidding me? I'm in Aruba.
That's great.
It affected me for 2 minutes, and my wife's like, come on, let's go get a cocktail and go on a beach.
Oh, love it.
Okay.
That's great. And then what happened?
And, after the honeymoon, I got back. My first day of work, I was advised not to report for my shift that we'd be helping an assistant film in the movie using the actual boats, and they wanted me on the Thomas Jefferson. So I said, okay. So I report to the Thomas Jefferson, get it ready. I get it over to where all the filming's going on, and I'm just sitting there waiting to hear some information, and all of a sudden, this guy just comes walking on my boat, and he's walking up the stairs, and he's looking at me. He's Dirty Harry eyes. It's Clint Eastwood.
Oh, my God.
I was like, and I'm kind of like stoic, I don't show much emotion. I'm good at holding myself. But I was like, oh, boy, calm down. He's one of your childhood heroes. I guess he knows I'm a little nervous. He walks into the pile house, and he puts his hand down, and he calls me Coach Lombardi. That's a dig, because my name's Vincent Lombardi.
Of course. Right, yep.
So I laugh, and I called him Gunny Highway. And he started laughing. That was, from his film Heartbreak Ridge.
Right. Yeah.
My favorite movie. So we just started laughing, and we just started talking. And I got comfortable right away. All the nervousness went right away. Really great guy. Awesome guy to work with, just to sit and talk to. Really into personal life. How was your honeymoon? How's your wife? Do you have pictures?
Wow.
Really nice man. Yeah, I have to tell you. And he said to me, well, could you take me through that day? So I talked him through the day, and I see a guy getting on a boat holding a captain shirt, and I was like, oh, I guess this is the guy I got to train.
What, did he look like you at all?
He was shorter than me. He didn't have a mustache and goatee.
And not as good looking, I'm sure, right?
That's exactly what my wife said. So this guy, he comes walking up the stairs, and Eastwood said to me, hold on, I'm going to mic you up. I'm using you. And I wasn't quite clear what that meant. So then he walks over to this guy. He stops him. He gives him a blue shirt, a deckhand shirt. And I guess he talks to him. And they send him up there, and he introduces himself to me. We start talking, and they're like, all right, let's just do some shooting of you pulling the boat in and pulling out. We're going to shoot from all different angles, and all of a sudden, I got cameras in front of me, behind me, aside me, over my head, down at my feet. And I'm saying, well, how am I going to run the boat like this? You guys are blocking all my view. I'm just going to have to stare at the radar and act natural. And after about two takes, it was like, all right, whatever. So let me act natural. and it kicked in. And then I actually, all the lines for those scenes, they came from me, actually. It wasn't anything out of script.
That's such an incredible story.
Yeah, it was really cool. So we shot for 4 days there. And then I said about 2 weeks go by, I got an email. I had to go to Los Angeles to the, what's the name of the studios there? The
in Hollywood?
Yeah, the one where they have all the attractions.
Universal Studios?
Yeah.
That's so cool. So you had your own, like, set and the whole thing? You had to go into one of those garage type things, whatever they're called, sets?
No, they had a man-made lake. They
what?
They had a real plane in it that was been decommissioned, a real 320 Airbus, and they had constructed half of my boat and half of another boat, and I stepped on a thing, and it was real down to the paint chips.
Really?
These guys must have took 1,000 pictures and to rebuild these boats. And they were on these hydraulic gimbals. And that's what controlled. The water was only about 6 feet deep. So that's how they controlled the movement of the boat and the plane in the water.
It's incredible what they can do.
Yeah, and that's where we shot most of the rescue scenes. Because, you know, obviously we weren't going to do it in the Hudson River. You know, we used buoys and a barge to make placement of where the plane was. And had people in life rafts there, but we weren't actually going to pull them out of anything, you know, out in the river. It was dangerous. You had to do that in a controlled area, like a little lake. So that's, you know, that's how that. I hope I'm not giving away any Hollywood secrets.
I think it's great. Well, it must have been amazing to see what it was really like for what they could actually make of a movie, right?
Oh, wow. And I got to tell you, everybody there, from the catering truck to the uniform guy to the sound guy to the young lady who followed me around with an umbrella. I don't know why, but they were all great people to, I guess, work with. And, you know, that industry, that answers a lot of those questions you have, like, wow, how did they do that? You know, it was a real amazing experience. You know, I couldn't talk about it enough.
I was going to say, you're not the only first responder or responder that played himself in the movie, correct? Or are you?
From the boats, yes, it was me. You have all the deckhands you see are actors except one.
Mm-hmm.
And you only see about a second of him.
How long are you in the movie?
I want to say it's about a minute worth of speaking in different scenes, and then, you know, shots where you see me operating the boat and communicating with the deckhands. You know, I know one of the police officers played him, you know, jumped out of the helicopter for the scene, but he had an actor actually portraying himself while they were at the station house talking. But I think me and Katie Couric are the only ones who actually portrayed ourselves.
That's pretty great.
Oh, my God. That's so wild. Well, tell us a little bit about, like, Captain Chelsea Sullenberger himself. Did you meet him? Have you talked to him regularly, or what's the story?
I've met him numerous times. Gentleman, very well-spoken, you know, great demeanor. And also Captain Skiles. He's a great guy. I really click with him because he's a Packers fan, and so am I.
That's important.
And, you know, the whole crew, I stay in touch with Doreen Welsh all the time. We were always talking. We've developed a good friendship over the years. I've spoken with Donna Dent, Sheila Dale several times. You know, they're all great people.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry they had to go through what they had to go through.
Right.
You know, especially afterwards. Yeah, if you saw him on the street and you didn't know who he was, you know, it'd just be a nice person to say hi to.
Right, really. Well, what about Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks was cool. I met him at the premiere afterwards when we went to Tavern on the Green there.
Oh, my God. Well, that sounds like the dream come true.
Yeah, I actually got to walk down the red carpet with my wife. She was looking to size herself.
I bet. Yeah, that's pretty. It's going to be hard for you to keep up with that first year of marriage.
Yeah,
red carpet, yes.
We met Tom Hanks, and I introduced myself, and he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, you did a good job. And I was like, thanks, but I was only, you know, playing myself. But I appreciate that coming from you, because you're the professional here. You're the actor.
That must have been, like, it must be so, what did it feel like to actually go into a movie theater, a premiere, and sit in the audience and look it up and see yourself there?
Well, the whole time leading up to the scene, because I didn't know when it was going to be, I only saw the scene because I had to do looping beforehand, but the whole time leading up to it, I'm squeezing my wife's hand, and my heart's beating, and I'm starting to pant. I'm, like, trying to hold my breath, and I was like, yeah, I was nervous. I mean, because, you know, you're going to see yourself in a movie, I guess you're going to be nervous. That's the only time that's ever happened to me. Probably will be the only time. Yeah, so it was really nerve-wracking. But then, you know, after the first scene, I got relaxed. And, I was like, wow, this is great.
Oh, so fun. That's a great story. We have to go to our news and weather real quick. It's already 2:30 in the afternoon on September 22nd. We're talking with Captain Vincent Lombardi, and he was the first responder, a hero, really, to the what's now the movie that's out in studios right now, in theaters, Sully. And so we'll be right back. Stay with us.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A second night of violent protests in the streets of Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hands up! Don't shoot! Hands up! Don't shoot!
Now North Carolina's Governor Pat McCrory has called out the National Guard and the State Highway Patrol to help Charlotte City Police. Here's more from USA's Joe Gomez.
One man was shot and taken to a hospital. The city initially reported he had died. Mayor Jennifer Roberts says,
I am calling for calm. I'm calling for peace. Stay home or to protest peacefully.
Demonstrators had gathered to protest the deadly police shooting of Keith Lamont Scott. Police say Scott was carrying a gun and refused orders to drop it when he was shot.
The family of the man who was shot and killed claim he was holding a book. After a rash of terrorist incidents across the nation in recent days, security's being beefed up for tonight's NFL game between the New England Patriots and Houston Texans at Foxborough, Massachusetts. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
RocketMortgageAtQuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket. Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen saying a decision by policymakers following a two-day meeting to further delay any raise in interest rates would seem sensible for now.
This cautious approach to paring back monetary policy support is all the more appropriate given that short-term interest rates are still near zero.
But Yellen strongly hinted that a rate hike is coming soon.
Most participants do expect that one increase in the federal funds rate will be appropriate this year.
After years of holding them steady, the U.S. Central Bank last raised rates a little bit last December. The relief won't be felt immediately, but it is on its way to drivers in the nation's southeast who've been suffering from fuel shortages and, in other cases, very high prices for gasoline because of a pipeline break. The company that runs the pipeline says they've got things taken care of now, but it will take a few days for the supply chain to reach normal levels again. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
We're learning more about the breakup of the marriage of actors Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. Los Angeles authorities are reportedly investigating Pitt for child abuse. A number of media outlets reporting the actors accused of being verbally abusive and getting physical with one of the children. TMZ and People magazine reporting the alleged incident happened on the couple's private plane last week and that their other children were present at the time and that Pitt had been drinking. Jolie announced earlier this week that she's filed for divorce from Pitt because of irreconcilable differences. Jolie and Pitt were married 2 years ago, but the two have been a couple for over 10 years. Disgraced former Democratic Congressman Anthony Weiner could face serious consequences for sexting with a 15-year-old North Carolina girl. It's been widely reported that he carried on an 8-month-long online relationship with that girl, who told the Daily Mail that Weiner often told her to dress up in schoolgirl outfits. Weiner first claimed that the teen's allegations were a hoax. He has since released a statement saying otherwise and also saying he's sorry. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo was asked about the disgraceful new revelation yesterday.
It's possibly criminal, and it is sick.
And new research by AAA shows millions of Americans are wasting billions of dollars a year buying premium gasoline.
Regular really can be used by almost every single vehicle that's on the road today.
AAA's Cynthia Harris. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Welcome back to the show. It's Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's about 2:36 in the afternoon on Thursday, September 22nd. I'm in studio with my business partner, Colleen Kelly, and we're talking on the phone with the first responder and hero from the movie Sully, all about Captain Vincent Lombardi. I want you to know that if you're in the area for the next like 6 days, pretty much gorgeous weather. It's going to be mostly sunny this afternoon, a high of 87, a low of 53. Friday, mostly sunny again with a high of 85. And then it goes kind of lower, clear at night, 73 with clear on Saturday, 68 on Sunday. Same on Monday, about 67. So we're in for a nice couple days. Enjoy it. Welcome back to the show, Colleen and Captain Vincent.
Thank you.
You there, Captain Vincent?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, great. All right. Well, we were kind of during the break talking about how it's kind of funny because your story is so extraordinary just from the beginning, being the person that you are, you know, to protect and after 9/11 work the waterways and security and then to be the first responder. I can't even imagine. I would have been completely in chaos if I saw a plane coming into the Hudson after 9/11.
To keep your composure.
Right.
And, you know, take your crew and give your orders and have it all come out the way it did. And, you know, thank you.
And taking your coat off, your captain jacket to give to your to one of the passengers. And I mean, just all about the story, it's including just making sure you didn't have, you know, a wake or whatever the tide to, you know, just protect the people who were standing under six inches of water. So, and then to turn around and become a celebrity in a movie that's out right now. And the reason we're saying that is because we have been out to a couple different accounts, including my parents. And I said to them that we were interviewing you on the radio. My mom and dad had already seen this show, the movie, and same with our clients, like just because we are totally bragging about having you on today. And they are already seen it. They're like, it's the greatest movie. And they're like, he's Captain Vincent. Oh, my God.
And you're a local celebrity because everybody's talking about it, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's a really uplifting story that you went through this, you were a hero, and then you got to be in the movie. So
it's
everybody,
so rewarding.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you. Well, yeah, it's a story that always should be remembered because we need good news.
That's what I was going to say, too. It's just true.
The way that turned out, you know, and everybody was watching. We were all watching on the television that day, and it was a really feel-good moment that we all remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my crew did a phenomenal job. Hector Ravenis and Willie Rivera, these guys, they know how I am. They know how meticulous I am with keeping the boat and how I want to keep them trained. We're very... very vigilant over there. You know,
well,
at any time anything could happen, so you just gotta be prepared for it. Like any job, you train for your environment. So repetitive training and proven successful teamwork that day. All the captains and crews that day that responded just did a phenomenal job, and I couldn't imagine working with anyone any better in the situation that day. They just did a phenomenal job. The waterway took I think we took all but 10 passengers. We left 10 passengers. I think the Coast Guard and the fire department split them up.
Very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
So did you have your own premiere with all of the, you know, your coworkers?
No. After the big premiere, I went Saturday with my parents and a few of my cousins and friends, and I brought my daughter. And we didn't tell her I was in a movie. We said,
what?
And then she saw her first scene come up, and she was like, "Daddy, that guy really looks like you." And I should keep watching. And then she goes, "Daddy, that is you."
Oh, my gosh.
That must have been such a thrill.
Yeah, it was something else. It was an experience. It was fun. But you got to see the movie.
The movie is doing so well, gotten really great reviews, and everybody, that it's a buzz around. Everybody really wants to see the movie that hasn't seen it.
And I do agree. It's time for some good, positive, uplifting, great story that's true, especially in this time and day, right?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, you know, from seeing the movie and living it out, it's just the accuracy is there. I mean, you can't say it's there's man-made stuff. I mean, there might be a few add-ins in there that mm-hmm. I'm not aware of, but from the rescue point of view, it's about 100% accurate.
That is just crazy cool. Well,
and the nightmares and everything that Sully goes through about what could have went wrong, because that happened to a few of us. But that's true. I'll say that.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm not going to spoil the movie, but it portrays a few scenes where he keeps thinking about what could have went wrong, even though everything went right and everything was good.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that happened in my mind afterwards, and that happened in the mind of some of my coworkers. Like, well, just imagine if this had happened. And we're like, why are we even thinking about this?
Well, it's because it's a life or death situation.
You know,
so
why are we even thinking about this? But, you know, that was that. But
I just can't even imagine making that decision that he did. I mean, that's just, I can't wait to see the movie, okay? Colleen and I are trying to get out of here to go see it tonight. We tried to get it there beforehand, but we just didn't get a chance. It's already 2:42.
I got to head back into work, too.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so hold on one sec. We're going to go to a quick break, and then we're going to get back, and we're going to talk to you about the foundation that you're supporting. So if you could just be standing by with us before we get back to protecting us and the waterways over there in the Hudson, we'd appreciate it. It's Talented People, okay. Captain Vincent Lombardi on the line.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about.
and I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to Talented People. This is Colleen Kelly. I'm here with Jeannie Murphy, and we are happy to have Captain Vince Lombardi on the line. He is a hero, and we're excited to have him. He's playing himself in the movie Sully. He was first responder on the flight that went into the Hudson River. So we kind of just went over, and we wanted to talk to you a little bit about the foundation that you're supporting.
Sure, sure. I volunteer for the Cystinosis Foundation of New Jersey. It's, yes, no one is...
What? Now, can you tell us what that is? Because that's not something that I...
Extremely rare disease that affects about 2,000 people worldwide. We actually have 4 people in New Jersey affected by this. The youngest being just 2 years old, the oldest being 38. Cystinosis is often confused with cystic fibrosis, but it's not. It's an inherited metabolic disease where abnormal amounts of the amino acid cysteine collect in the blood cells, and they're unable to escape like the other amino acids. So what it does is it damages the kidneys and eyes. Essentially, it gets to all the organs, but mainly the kidneys and eyes. When you're diagnosed with cystinosis, it's usually by the time you're 1 year old or 18 months, somewhere around there. And you have to begin treatments right away. And usually by the time you're 10, you probably need dialysis or a kidney transplant.
Oh.
But over the years, they've developed a medicine that treats it and prolongs, prolongs the effect from happening.
How did you get involved in this organization?
I had a dear friend at the time who was affected with it. So I've been going to the dinner dance galas for years now. And then I started volunteering about 5 years ago. And what I'm hoping to do is become their public voice, to use whatever little bit of status I have to help raise awareness, because it's really hard for us to get the donations that, like, other foundations get because they have a lot of media. They're very public. So what we do is we hold dinner dances every year, and we hold other fundraising events.
Do you have any events coming up?
Yeah, October 9th in Upper Montclair. We have a fashion show coming up.
Oh, when is that?
October 9th.
A little boutique called Wakefield in York in Upper Montclair. I will be there spinning the turntables with the DJ.
All right. Well, so...
greeting people. And what we're just trying to do is we're trying to raise more awareness. And, like, over the past 2 decades, we've made a significant improvement in people's lives who are affected with cystinosis. A big difference. And when I said affects the eyes, it crystallizes the eyes and essentially causes blindness. But they just developed a nano wafer, they call it. It's like a contact lens with the medicine in it to dissolve the crystals.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, we've just been funding this research, and it's been getting better and better. No cure for it yet, but, that's what we're all praying for.
Absolutely. So is there a website for this organization? Is there a way people can go and donate or...
Cystinosis of New Jersey Foundation, or Cystinosis Foundation of New Jersey.
Right, and you spell it all the way out.
Also on Facebook. you just put that on. It's CYSTINOSIS. Like I said, that'll have information for donations or when our events come up. We do Zumba events, fashion shows. And all the proceeds from the fashion show, if, like, you decide to buy something from the boutique, 10% of that goes towards us, and we're non-for-profit. Nobody gets paid. Everybody who's involved in it is family of someone who's affected, and they do it out of love. And now we're helping this new family with the young lady I just mentioned who's 2 years old.
From New Jersey?
Diagnosed with it. Yes, from New Jersey. She was just diagnosed with it. And the family came to our dinner event last year, and they were, like, beside themselves because they were so happy they were around people who knew what was going on. And they'd give them facts, and they saw other people there with cystinosis. And we said, look, see, you can live a normal life. Everything's okay. You know,
wow.
You just got to take your medicine.
Well, we thank you for doing that. I mean, not only are you a hero and a celebrity and you know, you're giving back to the community, which is, we're just really proud and happy to meet you.
Absolutely.
I'm just a guy who does my job. The heroes are overseas. But, I thank you for that, though.
Yeah, no, we mean it.
And thank you.
And all of your ongoing work out there on the Hudson Waterway, continuing to protect and serve everyone. So we just appreciate that.
No, thank you very much. Thank you for having me on.
Captain Vincent, is there anything else you want to let everybody know out there? We appreciate all your work.
If you take the ferry over, say hi.
We will.
That sounds like a day trip.
We'll be looking for you.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
All right.
Willing to talk. So.
That's good. That's great. And keep us posted if something else comes up that you want to share with everybody. We're always here for you.
Definitely. Definitely. I will. Thank you, Jeannie.
Okay.
And thank you, Colleen.
Oh, thank you.
Great day.
Yeah, you too. And congratulations and on your
Thanks
wedding and everything you're doing. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day. What a great guy, huh?
Cute.
So basically, we just got off the phone with Captain Vince Lombardi, and he was telling us the story about how funny. It's just amazing. I mean, he was the first responder and hero, on the Hudson the day the plane went in. The movie's out there now. He was actually, I guess he had to kind of, in a way, audition for his own part in the movie. And then he didn't get it. And then he actually met Clint Eastwood, and Clint gave him the job. And then he got flown to California, L.A., Universal Studios, and they actually built a lake and made a whole simulation of the entire thing. He says, like, it's 100% accurate to his knowledge. And then he was in the movie. And then he got back. The movie went out. And then he didn't tell his daughter, took him to the movie. And then she noticed him in there, which is just, like, an adorable side note to the story. And then there he is working on the Hudson Waterways, as he has since 9/11, protecting and securing the area. That's what he does, security, and is the captain. So, Colleen, final words from you.
Well, I think it was a great Talented People segment where we're I'm happy to meet people like that. I'd like to have more people like that on the show.
Absolutely. And I love what he said about it. It's what we need is some positivity in the great movie that's out. And you should try and take a look at it, Sully. It's in the theaters. And then he also, I love the fact that he's actually volunteering and has been apparently for a long time for the Cystinosis Foundation of New Jersey. And you can go online to donate.
Go online or go to one of the events and you can meet him.
Yeah, and you can meet him if you get
meet
on the Hudson
local
and ask
celebrity.
For him. I'm doing that. All right, well, it's 2:52 in the afternoon. This is Talented People, a special edition from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio stations. We hope you have a great day, and we'll be back on the air next Wednesday. Take care.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
This has been a difficult couple of days for the city of Charlotte. The events that we saw last night are not the Charlotte that I know and love.
That's Charlotte Mayor Jennifer Roberts talking about the rioting in her city that has left many people wounded and many police officers beaten by the rioters. The riots taking place over the shooting of a black man and a false narrative crafted by activists that the man was unarmed when he was shot by police. Donald Trump commenting on the situation, saying he's shocked by the level of violence in Charlotte.
You look at the level of hatred, the, you know, the rocks being thrown and everything happening. It's so sad to see, you know, that this is the United States of America. I mean, it's so sad to see, but there's just no unity. There has to be a unity message somehow that has to get out.
More news online at usaradio.com. I'm Jason Wirt.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has come out in favor of Donald Trump and said he will actively support him in the upcoming election. Rumsfeld was asked about reports that former President George Walker Bush will not be voting for Trump and instead voting for Clinton.
But he's up in years, and he obviously comes a totally different cut than Donald Trump. He gets his choice, and if that's true, he's made his choice, then fine. He can go do what he wants to do.
There's good news for drivers on the eastern half of the United States. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
Gasoline is now flowing again in a pipeline that supplies fuel for much of the eastern third of the nation. Colonial Pipeline saying its main line was safely restarted and returned to service late yesterday after the company built a bypass around a leak in Alabama. But the company says it will take several days for the fuel delivery supply chain to get back to normal. I'm Chris Barnes.
More news online at usaradio.com. I'm Jason Wirt.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then U.S. Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Police in California are reporting what they consider a new stream of crime, virtual kidnapping. Here's Jason Campidonia.
Police in Chula Vista say two families have been hit by phone scammers in the last 2 days. They were both contacted by a Spanish-speaking man claiming to have kidnapped a family member. The family say the man started demanding a ransom of a few thousand dollars or else he would kill the person he kidnapped. One woman says she heard a woman screaming in the background. Turns out the Chula Vista family members were all found safe. Police say if you get a call, you should try to contact the supposedly kidnapped loved one and then call 911. Jason Campidonia, San Diego.
The National Football League has been playing regular season games outside the United States for a number of years. Major League Baseball had been doing it in Japan, but now they're looking to do it in London with the New York Mets. Here's the story.
Will the cry "play ball" carry across the pond? London's Telegraph newspaper says the Mets could take the field for a game in London in 2018. London Mayor Sadiq Khan threw out the first pitch at Citi Field this weekend and is quoted as saying Mets majority owner Fred Wilpon is very receptive to the idea. Major League Baseball says Commissioner Rob Manfred met with London's mayor, but nothing specific was discussed, and no word who the Mets would take on in what would be Europe's first big league ball game. Ethan Harp, New York.
If you're looking for in-depth news and in-depth analysis of today's current issues, visit westernjournalism.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
I'm your eyes remain, stymie when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pambee's, Purely Delicious.